Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Hypothetically, would you trade one first-round pick in Cooper DeJean for Myles Garrett? What do you think the poll question is at?
No way possible.
85%.
Yeah,
no.
No way.
Yeah.
He's a fan favorite.
Yep. He sure is. We will be joined by Tornado Shapiro for the weekend forecast in a couple of minutes. 215-592-9494. Bill in Nashville. You're on WIP. What's up, Bill?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Bill.
What up, Bill?
I like the trade for Myles Garrett, but I can't give up three. I said we can give him two draft picks. No more. Because Howie loves his picks, and he's not going to give them away.
Yeah, but you're not giving them away.
Well, yeah. No.
Yeah. What? Why two and not three?
Three sounds too much.
Okay.
Sounds like a Dallas move.
I don't know. Do you think how much it makes them the favorite to win the Super Bowl? Let me ask you this. If I told you, you trade the three first-round picks for Myles Garrett, and I guarantee you the Eagles are in the Super Bowl this year. Do you do it then?
I'd do it then. Okay. But at the same time, how long are we getting for? Is he still under contract?
Yeah. Yeah, he's getting for the rest of his career.
Yeah, I mean, he's basically under contract for 5 more years.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Then I'd do it.
There we go.
He's changed my mind.
There you go.
Good.
I'm now on a A.J. Brown's front.
Okay, yeah, boy. Yeah.
I think they should just script 10 plays for him and give him 10 targets a game and then let him pitch after that.
Well,
people are handling this well.
Yeah. I think the issue, Bill, is that even when he gets the targets, he doesn't seem happy right now.
Doesn't seem like it's about targets.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's about targets anymore. Maybe it was in the first place, or maybe that was an excuse. Like a red herring, you know?
Yeah.
He was like, oh, it's actually about targets. And then, you know, and then he gets the targets, and then he's still not happy.
Well, he hasn't been getting the targets, is my point.
Yeah.
Like I said, script 10 plays for him and throw it to him 10 times. What's that, 150 offense?
But let me ask you this, Bill. Let's say they script a play for A.J. Brown, and Jalen Hurts drops back, and he looks at the field, and A.J. Brown's the wrong read. You know, I want A.J. Brown to get targets because he's a great player. But if he's not the right guy to throw to, I don't want the Eagles force-feeding things to A.J. Brown because they want to make him happy. That actually makes you worse. You know, when we were talking earlier this week, and I was talking about the potential of it being addition by subtraction, not having him there, that's the sort of thing I think about. Whether it's the team doing it or whether it's Jalen doing it, I want them making the right play. That's it.
Oh, I understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to, when you call the play in the huddle, if he's not there and open, you don't throw it to him. You just put it off to the next down, maybe.
All right. Well,
but I think he should get more targets,
okay,
so he has the chance to get more yards. and more touchdowns and show off his abilities.
Right.
Okay.
What about us winning? You don't care about that, huh?
Oh, yeah. Winning's number one.
Oh, yeah. Winning's number one. Okay.
Would you trade 3 first-round picks for 10 targets per game for A.J. Brown?
No.
All right. I'm just messing with you. All right, Bill. Joining us now, as he does every Friday at 3:30, even though there's not an Eagles game, is the world's most accurate, quote-unquote, forecaster, Tornado Shapiro.
Well, we got the bye week, fella. Players gone fishing. Coaches are self-scouting. Sixers and Flyers are on a roll. Time to turn back the clocks and start winning again. Music, please!
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Hello.
All right.
Eagles fans can enjoy the bye week. You know, I worked with a bye weather gal once down in Dallas, Fort Worth, by the name of Ebony White. She had a boyfriend uptown and a girlfriend downtown. Hello. She did live broadcasts from both sides of the street.
Yeah, there's a lot of them there, I'm sure. Yep.
Yeah, I also worked with a bilingual gal in El Paso, WBYE, Adios 105.5 FM, the lovely Rosalita Smith. She gave it to you once in English and once in Spanish. Come on. You know, as it turns out, she was also bipolar. She worked the North Pole and the South Pole.
Okay, no, not true.
That girl had talent. Okay. She was ambidextrous and a contortionist. She played Twister in 2 different languages, and the boys would root for Right Foot Rojo. Come on. Windy tonight, cooler in the mountains, into the upper 30s. A lot of the players, they go hunting during the bye week. One weekend, we took a trip upstate with a few of the Eagles. It was me, Ike, Fletcher Cox, Chris Long, Lane Johnson. I think that was it. Yeah, it was Long, Cox, Johnson, and Wendell Smallwood was there too.
Smallwood.
They were hunting beaver. So as it goes, Wendell and Fletcher are arguing about politics. Fletch wouldn't let up. I felt bad for Smallwood. Can you imagine having Cox in your face
Okay. Fletcher, Cox.
Slight breeze continues tomorrow, high of 58 degrees. Tonight is the last night of October. Just a tip, if you're invited to an Oktoberfest, I got in trouble last weekend. An Oktoberfest turned out to be nothing but a sausage fest.
No, what happened?
Well, the email said, come in Lederhosen. And I got there, and it was just a bunch of men with funny pants on.
No, that is Lederhosen.
Saturday, mostly cloudy but warm, chillier later for the Flyers game. Of course, you'll have ice inside. Plan accordingly. And happy Halloween to everyone. And there's nothing like an adult-themed Halloween party. French maids wearing nothing but a feather duster. Sexy nurse in fishnets ready to take your temperature from behind. Or that sexy gas station attendant gal costume.
Hold on. No one has ever dressed up as a sexy gas station attendant.
Come on. She's covered in grease and she knows how to work the hose. Might be a little gassy, but it's worth the trip.
Okay.
I like Halloween theme parties. It's the only time you can offer your Tootsie Roll and not get arrested. I'll tell you. I remember one year Gorilla Monsoon hosted us over at a Halloween gathering. It was myself, Ike, Oil Can Boyd, Booger McFarlane, Spanky McFarlane, Fiona Apple, and her sister. Spanky got a little too much into the sauce, started bobbing for Apple.
No. And been too much.
We're looking at another Cougar weekend. Tonight, clear and cool and in the mid to late 40s. Come on. Cool Sunday night when the Flyers host the Flames and the Flyers. Oh, and the Sixers are in first place. How about them apples? You heard it here first. If that forecast doesn't warrant outro music, I don't know what does. Tornado Shapiro, music, please. Big voice man, go.
Nope, no music.
Wow.
Wow. Sassy Elliott and Tornado within 30 minutes of each other.
Both on one today. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Man. Yeah. Man, oh man.
That was a good one.
Speaking of Halloween, and that's why Jack is working from home, I guess, we found out earlier today that our program director, Jack, you were saying we talked on the show, and you mentioned on Fritz at 6 last night, you didn't think Mischief Night was a real thing.
No.
And our program director, brand manager, Rod Lakin, apparently knows now that Mischief Night is a real thing, as his house got toilet papered last night.
Wow.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. The kids still got it?
They do. They do. So
maybe know what you have in store for you.
Yes. Maybe the night after Halloween, that's finally when you get egged. And the toilet paper thing doesn't seem like a problem until you have to get the toilet paper out of the tree and the trees are wet and there's dew. It's disgusting. So
I don't know if I would laugh. Would your first reaction be to laugh or would you get mad?
I would get mad.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
I know you're not asking me that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ike's a different one. I feel like I would laugh first before I had to take it down.
Yeah, before you had
but
to
go. But that's not an open invitation to come TP my house. I want to make that clear.
TP and eggs.
Would you rather
combo.
Be TP'd or get egged?
I actually had kids that were brave enough to come and knock on my door.
Oh,
you know how they knock on your
run?
Door, you're ring and run. And
they didn't do the thing where they left the bag of...
No.
Okay.
They just came and I can't remember if they rang the
ding
doorbell
dong ditch.
or they just banged on the door. Either way, I came to the door and it was like six of them.
Yep.
And they stood in the yard.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Like they wanted me to come out and chase them. And I said, all right, I see what y'all are doing. Y'all want me to come chase y'all out there. No, I'm not doing that.
That was not last night.
No, this is a few years ago, yes.
You know, I think I've seen, I don't know if you've seen the movie The Strangers. Have you ever seen that?
Sounds familiar.
So it's really like about a couple at a cabin in the woods, and they get the knock on the door, and it's three people in masks, but the three people in masks end up torturing and killing them all night.
Right.
Oh, nice.
I think I've seen that movie too many times to handle Ding Dong Dash at this point. I'd be too terrified. You know, every time that
ding
happens.
Ding Dong Dash?
Yeah. You never heard that?
No.
Ring the bell and run away.
It sounded different.
All right.
Ding dong. Ding dong. Yeah, it's a dash and ding dong?
Yeah.
That what you look thinking about?
Yeah, it sounds like a Tornado Shapiro Halloween next year.
It does?
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Emily, the teacher, checks in. What's up, Emily?
7-7. Listen, Edgecombe, 7-7. He's going to lead us to the NBA Cup victory.
Yes, and it counts,
right? I'm going to be right next to you leading the parade.
Yep.
100%. What else was I going to say? Oh, I'm going to the game tonight, and they're wearing their black jerseys tonight, right, for the first time?
Are they?
I believe
anybody
it is
hear
tonight.
That?
Yes,
I
believe
it.
I didn't know that.
I think it's like their
they didn't promote
edition.
It today, did they?
No, I thought it was November 8th or something.
They definitely would have promoted it.
They definitely would have promoted that today.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, I don't know. I think maybe I saw that. Maybe someone.
No, it might be their city edition jerseys tonight, but that I don't think
wait, what's their city edition jersey this year if it's not the black ones?
I think it looks a little bit like one of the ones they've used previously. The black ones.
Oh, they got a different.
I don't think the black jerseys take the place of the city edition jersey.
All right.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Well, I really wanted to wear an Edgecombe jersey tonight, but, you know, you don't go into teaching for the money, so if I want a jersey, I got to order from China, pay $25, and wait 3 months for it to be delivered.
Yes.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
So it's not here yet, but I will say that I am going to go with a Sixers jersey on, and my coworker, Emily, the teacher also, we will be dressed as Ben Franklin with our Sixers jerseys in Section 217A. So if you see two female Ben Franklins in 217A, that's me.
Emily and tonight. Emily. You're both
Emily
named Emily.
And Emily.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. She's Emily with a Y, though. So
spells it correctly.
Yeah.
Have you seen, Emily, I don't know if you've seen this, but so when Emily first called us, it was when we were talking about 6'7",
yeah.
And she said what she does in her class to get the students to stop doing it is do it herself to make it uncool. It seems as if after, maybe it's just, I noticed it after you said that, it seems like that is taking the world by storm with adults doing it all over the place to uncool it. So I don't know if you started a trend or not, but
yeah,
it's happening now.
I don't know if it was me, but I noticed the same thing. I did switch it, though, with my kids to 7'7". I'm waiting for a couple parent permissions to post this video of us on our field trip. There were, like, some basketball hoops they were shooting, and I'm celebrating going, 7'7". But I really want to post it to just show people I'm switching it over to 7'7".
That is kind of a funny bit for Edgecombe, for everyone to go 7'7". Yeah.
I really want to make a sign that has like a red X through 6'7" and put like 7'7" on the bottom. I don't know. I'm probably not going to get to that tonight.
No, probably.
But
not. Yeah.
Real quick before I go, yep. I went to the home opener by myself because, you know, no teacher friends of mine wanted to pay $50+, but I don't care. I'm a Sixers fan. So I went by myself, and they confiscated my pepper spray. So they took my, I want to say this for anyone at the arena that might have advice for me or could maybe change some rules.
Yeah.
But they're like, okay, I'll put it, you know, behind the garbage here. You can check for it on your way out. Well, it wasn't there.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to this security guy, and he's like, oh, yeah, that was put in the confiscation bin. I said, okay, well, where's that at? Can I go rummage through? I live in Fishtown. I'm about to take the L by myself.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, no, I don't even have the key for that.
Yeah.
And some guy chimed, oh, they threw that away. I'm like, oh, so it's not a confiscation bin. It's a garbage bin. And
well, hold on. So I understand your issue, but I also understand they can't allow...
Yeah, they can't allow 20,000 people with pepper,
with pepper spray.
I wouldn't want some crazy person being in there with pepper spray, sure.
Yeah.
I totally get the rule. But, like, I'm an FBI-cleared, fingerprinted person who works in a school building and a fan that you want in the seats who's going to take the L by herself to go to a game. I don't know. I don't know what could change about that, but I was going to write a strongly worded email, but I forgot to say it.
Why are you going to the game by yourself?
Yeah.
I just said I couldn't find any teacher friends of mine that wanted to pay $50 for a ticket, and I wanted to be there on opening night. It's like a tradition for me.
Yeah.
So that being said, I will also gladly and graciously accept a ticket to the Las Vegas finals. To go with y'all when the Sixers get there.
Yeah,
at the end of the
pub. Yeah.
Well, I wish there were lockers or something outside the venue. Or so. I hear what you're saying, but I also, if they let you bring in pepper spray,
20,000 people.
I see both
20,000
sides.
People.
I see both sides for sure, but you know, kind of bummed. At least could somebody from the Sixers buy me more pepper spray? At least.
I'll tell you what.
Look at me. I'm putting myself out there as a charity.
I will buy you the pepper spray. Just the DM. I will get. You know what?
Look at Spike.
I will buy you the pepper spray. I understand.
Spike.
Well, look.
Meanwhile, I'm not arming you. You seem dangerous.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to prevent any. You know, I tend to piss people off now and again. Emily seems to like me now, but you never know what happens. You know, a couple of weeks from now. So I'd like to have planted in the back of your mind. Well, I did
spend give me pepper spray.
$12 on that pepper spray. So.
Yes.
Yeah, I wish there was some way I can't think of a way to do it.
All right, well, anyway, my birthday's Sunday, so I'll take it as an early birthday gift, and I appreciate it. Thanks for taking my call today, guys.
All right, Emily.
Emily.
I don't like her riding the L at night by herself back to Fishtown.
It's a lot going on.
With Emily?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I'm starting to feel it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I do, too. It's a lot there. It's
yes.
a lot there. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. There's a couple of layers to her that we're going to be able to sort of peel.
Yes.
As we continue to get this relationship evolving.
Yeah, that's when you know that callers are starting to become like better, more higher profile callers
yeah.
on the is when we start to notice the different layers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a lot going on
it's
with
right
Emily.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took Chuck 2 years to start getting special treatment.
Yeah.
You know? Well, what happened to our one guy who had the we lost him for a while. Oh, Jerry the truck driver.
Oh, he's got layers. He checks
right?
in now and again.
The ex-wife that lives with him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. One of us used to bury his calls for 4 hours.
No, that was you.
And then he brought that up.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he's creeping towards the top.
Yeah.
Same thing with Furry Bruce.
Speaking of which, Furry Bruce, you're on WIP. Furry Bruce, you probably have no problem looking for a Halloween costume.
Nope.
As you've got it. You've got one there, right?
Several of them.
Yep.
Yeah. I already got it in the closet, but you know, that one is for, you know.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. A furry loving.
It falls into the line, though. It falls into the line. Yeah. In the spirit of Halloween. Oh.
Jeez. Oh, man.
The howl is so good.
Yeah. How long did it take you to work on that one, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, it's spontaneous, man. I love talking to you guys, man. You know, you got me. I've been forced to fall into this. Into this whole furry thing, so I'm with it, man. I'm with it.
Well, nobody forced you, buddy, to buy the outfit and be a furry. You know, nobody forced you.
Well, no, I mean, my friend, I had to be convinced and cajoled and poked, you know. But
oh, I'm sure.
She was one of kind of, all right, let's go. And when I went, I was like, oh, okay,
ooh.
This is what is going on.
Ooh.
Oh,
what is wrong with y'all, man?
Yes.
It's a tough week for Ike.
Squirrel, Ike, Lion, Jack, and Ike Panther.
Yeah. No, yes, no. Right. I get the Ike Panther, yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, Bruce.
Oh, man. Hey, man, but look, this is the one thing that I don't get. You know, I've been talking to people off and on all week long, and people are stuck on draft picks and the camp. I said, man, you guys are looking at me. Are you crazy? I mean, to get this guy right here, we're going to have the defense that's going to be set for the next 2 years, and they're going to
2 years
finance the part. But what is it?
I said 2 years. You may be set for the next 4 years.
Well, no. I say 2 years because we're still going to have JC on the line. I mean, they'll still have to figure that part out.
Yeah.
But here's my thing though, getting the line is because of the way he sets the edge and run. It takes pressure off of the interior. And they're going to have to make business decisions about JC and Nolan. That takes the pressure off them because I'm telling you, one of them are going to go. I think that they're going to wind up moving. Yeah.
Nolan.
I think one of them, because Nolan doesn't, he's just not healthy. And so he gets to kill two birds with one stone with picking up Garrett.
Yeah.
And he'll be able to make some business decisions on helping try to keep some of the other players like Guantanamo Bay. Because you're not going to be able to pay all of them. But Garrett is the answer. Let's go get this guy, you know, and man, we are set up for another 2 or 3 Super Bowl runs. Let's do this, man. Stop being scary out there, Philly.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Y'all looking at the wrong stuff. Come on.
I'm actually impressed with the fan base. At least the majority of them are on board. We're doing this deal.
Picks.
We usually like to hoard draft picks like they gonna save the world.
Yeah.
No, you usually use draft picks to acquire talent, whether it's via trade, whether it's moving up in the draft. Like that's what draft picks are there to use for.
Yeah, you get talent sometimes by using the draft pick as a draft pick,
yes.
Or if you can use it.
That's how we got AJ.
You just think of it as currency,
yes.
Right? Like you can use it in any different number of ways, and using it to get a player that's already
mm-hmm.
good,
yes,
and not 34,
man,
you know, already
man.
Good, already
ain't gonna
great.
Come here motivated.
Oh my God,
exactly.
Yes.
and here's the thing, you know, great defense is going to set up the offense. And here's a couple other factors too. Number one, they pick him up, AJ is gone. They're going to recoup either a second or a first rounder from him. I don't think that he stays. And then the other part of the equation is, too, let's look at the history of how he drafted over the last five to 7 years or so. He has done better. We've got more all-stars from the second through the seventh round. So I'm not worried about not having first rounders. But then again, I mean, and if you got a good drafting organization, a good scouting organization, let's look at the LA Rams. On top of that, they went what, five? How many years was it? Five or six without a first rounder after the Super Bowl or something
three or four,
like that?
Yeah,
and they still, or it could have been five. Yeah, I might be overstating it, but it can be done.
Yes,
you don't have to have first rounders. So let's do this, man.
Let's do this. That's what I like to hear, Bruce.
Yes.
That's what I like to hear. Let's do it. Three first-round picks. Let's do it. What are the odds that the production of those three first-round picks equals one Myles Garrett? Pretty low, you know?
Well, what is funny, though, I mean, like the last – they've actually done well at this time in the draft.
They have.
Like
they
those
have.
Picks.
In the late part of the first round, yes.
Quinyon 20s, Jahad Campbell 20s. Coop was in the second round. So, like, it's not like old Howie where it felt like you could just throw these picks away because he wasn't going to be able to hit on those picks.
Well, the other thing, too, is they've had a nice run on picks. They will probably have a couple of years in there where the draft does not work out.
Yes.
I wanted to add, because a couple of people tweeted me about it, there are, and I let Emily know, there are a couple of locker spots at the Wells Fargo Center where you can put stuff and get it afterwards.
Okay.
So there is a place where she can put her pepper spray. I guess it's on the east side of the I said Wells Fargo Center, the Xfinity Mobile Arena. So that's good news, so that way we don't have to worry about her not having pepper spray on the way home. This is it for Jack, right? We bid you farewell.
Bid you fare adieu?
Yeah, now it's 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Pretty bright outside. What's going on Halloween-wise? Like, what you doing out there now, man?
Hayride, the neighborhood hayride's around 5.
Hayride?
The neighborhood hayride is what time?
Around 5.
And what time is it now?
Well, we got to get everyone ready.
Everyone ready?
Yeah.
Well, what have y'all been doing all day?
Dress your 6 month old in a hydrant costume.
In a damn pumpkin. Yeah.
How long does that take?
She's a Dalmatian.
Okay.
She's a Dalmatian. But as always, had a great time, fellas. You know, appreciate you letting me do this.
Half pay.
We are a family here.
Could have at least gone to 4:30.
Yep, you could have.
Yeah, listen. I'll stay around for Jaws.
No, we don't need you to stay around for Jaws.
Yeah, hell no.
We don't need you to stay around for anything.
Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494.
All right, brother.
Would you three first-round picks for Myles Garrett? Let the team know that you would. This is Get Her Done Friday, you know? And speaking of getting her done, you can go see Joe Conklin. When's that?
A comedy show at the Sellersville Theater with Eddie.
You want me? Let me look at it. Oh, Ed McGonigal.
There you go. Ed McGonigal.
He's a little fella.
Okay. Yeah. What was the second guy's name? Tim Conniff.
Yep.
Tim Conniff. That's on Saturday, November 8th. Get your tickets again. That's Sellersville Theater, November 8th. JoeConklin.com.
JoeConklin.com. All right. As I said, Jaws joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.